Now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario. This is Pavlina with Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Purim is a holiday Jews observe in memory of an ancient victory recounted in the Book of Esther. This story had eerie parallels in Europe during the bloody 20th century. About 2,500 years ago, the Holy Temple in Jerusalem was destroyed by the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar. The Jewish people were banished from Israel to Babylonia. 50 years later, Babylonia was defeated by Persia, the most powerful kingdom in the world at the time. Ahasuerus was the second Persian king. Drunk with power, he executed Queen Vashti, who refused his order to dance at an extravagant feast. The king now needed a new queen, and he sent his men in search for someone even more beautiful than Vashti. In the capital city, Shushan, a Jewish orphan named Hadassah lived with her uncle Mordecai, the leader of the Jews. Esther was kind and gentle and very beautiful. When the king's men came, Mordecai said, "Don't be afraid. Go. Don't tell them you are Jewish. Use your Persian name, Esther. God will watch over you." As soon as the king saw her, he chose her as his new queen. Esther kept her secret, but to remember which day was the Sabbath, she appointed 7 maidservants, one for each day of the week. Every day Mordecai sat outside the palace gate to wait for news from Esther. One day he overheard 2 men plotting to kill the king. He told Esther, who revealed the plot and saved the king's life. Soon after, the king appointed Haman, the richest man in the kingdom, as his prime minister. Haman wore a large medallion, engraved with a picture of an idol. All the king's subjects were ordered to bow down to Haman. Everyone did, except Mordecai. A Jew is forbidden to worship or honor idols. Haman was furious. When he found out Mordecai was Jewish, he plotted to kill not just Mordecai, but all the Jews in the empire. Esther revealed Haman's plot to exterminate the Jews, including her, to the king. Outraged, he ordered Haman hanged on the gallows he had prepared for Mordecai. He also allowed Mordecai and Esther to write a decree allowing the Jews to defend themselves from attacks. As a result, on the 13th day of the Hebrew month Adar, the Jews defeated 500 attackers, including Haman's 10 sons, who were hanged in Shushan. The Jewish community of Ukraine celebrates Purim by remembering the Hamans of the 20th century, Stalin and Hitler. Like Haman's 10 sons, in 1946, 10 of Hitler's top associates were put to death by hanging. An 11th, Hermann Göring, committed suicide the night before the execution, a parallel to the suicide of Haman's daughter. There are rumors that Göring was a transvestite, making that an even more accurate parallel. In 1953, Stalin was planning to deport most of the Jews in the Soviet Union to Siberia. But before he gave the order, he suffered a stroke and died a few days later. According to a popular story, in 1953 on Purim, a rebbe was asked to give a blessing for the Jews of the Soviet Union, who were known to be in great danger. Instead, the rebbe told a cryptic story. A man who was voting in the Soviet Union heard people cheering for the candidate, "Hurrah, hurrah!" The man did not want to cheer, but was afraid not to. So he said "hurrah," but in his heart meant "hurrah," which in Hebrew means "he is evil." So with Stalin in mind, the Rebbe's 1953 gathering began chanting "Hurrah." That very night, Stalin suffered his fatal stroke. Despite its tragic aspects, the holiday of Purim is for Jews a celebration of victory and survival. Across Ukraine today, Jews celebrate Purim enjoying performances depicting the history of the holiday and the unity of the Jewish people, costume parties, and of course delicious traditional Jewish food, including filled cookies called hamantaschen. In 2015, Purim occurs from sunset March 4th till nightfall of March 5th, in the Jewish year 5776. This is Pavlina with Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on behalf of the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter. Until next time, shalom. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.